I know a lot of you know and remember Hickory Wind and some of the fine concerts they put on as ambassadors of young punk West Virginia. But Bob has gone on to be a really superb solo hammer dulcimist. He, having been a percussionist, he does a lot of things that have never occurred to those of us who just grew up flailing away on the thing. Let me introduce my good friend, Bob Shank.
Thank you, Sam. I don't have any cheap tricks. But I wish I did. My former friend, Sam Rosenner. Start out with some dance tunes. Plenty of room to dance. Thank you very much. Besides coming to Augusta and all the great things about Augusta, one of the best things I like doing my summer vacation in Elkins is that my friend Pete Tenney lives here in Elkins now. Some of you may know Pete. For all practical purposes, well, for most practical purposes, Pete and I were married through most of the 1970s. Figuratively, that's right. We lived in the same van for a long time when we were playing in Hickory Wind. And we decided to do a tune for you tonight. I think we picked the right one. It's a tune Pete wrote, what, about 10 years ago, probably? And we recorded as a guitar and dulcimer duet, and it's called Rainfall. Pete Tenney on the guitar. Well, there's been lots of different kind of music here tonight. I'm not sure I've heard any West Virginia music yet.
Back off the mic.
Okay. Don't talk so close to the mic. All right, I won't. One of my favorite fiddle tunes comes from Burl Hammonds, who's from Arlington, West Virginia. Great fiddler. A friend of Michael Klein's. It's probably his most popular tune, and I still like it. It's called Shaking Down the Acorns, and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to follow that with another tune that's probably been in West Virginia as long as there's been a fiddle in the state. Certainly the first fiddle tune I learned, I won't go into that. Learned it from my mother, and it had something to do with Sutton, where she grew up, and a donut, and a nickel. But I'm not going to tell you what the tune is, but I want you to help me sing it. Matter of fact, I insist. You have two parts. The first, some of you may know this. The first part is haw, haw, haw. It's all right to practice. That's good. The second part is hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
That's even better. Practice. It pays off. I'm just going to stop, and you will do your part. And if you do it well, maybe we can get into some improvisational parts later in the tune. You ready? Thank you.
Well, as I was walking through the old cornfield, a black snake grabbed me by my heel, and I turned around just to do my best, and I ran my head in a hornet's nest. Turkey and straw, turkey and hay. Well, a bullfrog danced with his mother-in-law, gonna hit up a tune called Turkey and Straw. Not bad for the first time. Then we came to a river and he couldn't get across, so he paid $5 for an old blind horse. He wouldn't go back and he wouldn't stand still, and he went up and down like an old sawmill. Turkey and straw, turkey and hay. Well, a bullfrog danced with mother and all, gonna play a little tune called Turkey and Straw. You know, I had a little chicken and he wouldn't lay an egg, so I poured hot water up and down his leg. The little chicken cried and the little chicken begged, and the little chicken laid me a hard-boiled egg. Turkey in the zoo, turkey in the well. Well, a billfog with his mother-in-law, gonna play a little tune called Turkey in the Straw. Strong, turkey and hay. Well, a little frog danced with mother-in-law, and hit a little tune called Turkey and Straw.
Thank you very much, folks. Thank you.
That masked man. Fastest hands in the West. Boy, you folks taking that class from Bob Shank are pretty lucky. But I've never learned to do that. It hasn't rubbed off. Well, it's been a really neat program. This has been a lot of fun just hearing the incredible and strange variety of things we've had tonight. And It would be easy to run out of superlatives, and even though they might apply to the last performer of the evening, you have to occasionally come up with a different way to describe the abilities and character and appeal of a performer, and maybe it could be summed up by saying, this is the person we put last so all of the teenage girls wouldn't go home early. Now, please welcome my friend and a wonderful musician, Leo Kretzner.
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed. Oh, I've never been introduced quite that way, Sam. Well, I thought I'd start off with a little old-timey number here that you can help me sing along with, I hope. It has a chorus which goes, "When the springtime comes on the mountains and the wildflowers scatter o'er the plain, I will watch for the leaves to return to the trees. I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again." I'll teach that to you as it comes around. "Once more, little Annie, I must leave you. We must part at the end of the lane. But you promised me, little Annie, you'd be waiting when the springtime comes again. When the springtime comes on the mountain and the wildflowers scatter o'er the plains, I will watch for the leaves to return to the trees. I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again." Try it now. When the springtime comes on the mountain, the wildflowers and the wildflowers scatter o'er the plains. I will watch for the leaves to return to the trees. I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again. When the sun shines warm on the mountains and the wild sheep do wander not alone, and the birds and the bees are humming, makes me think that springtime won't be very long. Here we go. When the springtime comes on the mountain and the wildflowers scatter o'er the plains, I will watch for the leaves to return to the trees. I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a new tuning there. This is a little tune here that reminds me of how much I like not only the tunes themselves that we've been hearing tonight, but aren't the titles wonderful sometimes, you know? Princess Augusta and Floodwater Creek and whatnot, and they each seem to have a little picture, you know, or a little story that might go with them. And this is a tune like that. It's one I showed some of the class a couple days ago. I originally learned it as just a short little two-part tune called Pigtown Fling. Now, how's that for a picture, huh? Isn't that a pretty picture? Well, anyway, I was playing it that way for a while, and I was living in Southern Ohio, and there were some banjo players there, and they tacked on a third part, and when they played it as a three-part tune, they called it not Pigtown Fling, but Wild Horses at Stony Point. Apparently underwent a species change going across the country there, but at any rate, I learned that third part and played it that way for a while, and one night in a fit of inspiration, it occurred to me that I could make up a fourth part, which I did, and then I could call it anything I like, which I do. So here's the combined amalgamated version, which is called Wild Pigs Flinging Pointed Stones. Try to illustrate the parts for you here. This is in my special grunt tuning. Yeah. Thank you.
I do. Thank you.
Wow, thank you, animal lovers there. Yes. Well, here's a tune that has a little bit of a different rhythm to it. It comes from a not-so-old-timey southern string band by the name of the Allman Brothers. They came just a little bit after the Leuven Brothers and the Lilly Brothers, and not very far after the Everly Brothers. But, friends, at the rate that popular music is going, they are beginning to sort of look like an old-timey string band. Heavens, why, they had real drums that guys holding sticks played. And even their piano had strings in it. It was amazing back then. Anyway, this is a Duane Allman tune called Little Martha. Having come to a slightly more contemporary turn in the road here, I think I'll finish off this dulcimer concert rather incongruously by playing something on the guitar. But it's a song I'd really like to sing for you, and I first sang this song, I think, this past January 15th. I was doing a concert in Rhode Island, and it had just been declared that Martin Luther King's birthday, which is January 15th, was going to become a national holiday. And playing that night, I thought I ought to do something kind of appropriate for the occasion, so I thought of this song. And after singing it that night and being very pleasantly surprised at how many people joined in and knew it. Decided it was too good of a song to sing just one night of the year, so hope you'll join me on it too if you know it, or even if you don't know it, what the heck. And this is a song written, I guess, about 20 years ago or so by a fellow named Ed McCurdy. I've updated a word or two here and there and added a few new words of my own. It's called Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream. Last night I had the strangest dream I ever dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room, 'twas full of women and men, and the papers they were signing said they'd never fight again. And when the papers all were signed and a million copies made, they all joined hands and bowed their heads and grateful prayers were prayed. And the people in the streets below were dancing round and round, and guns and missiles and uniforms were scattered on the ground. This is where Ed McCurdy's dream stopped, but mine kept on going. Then the chemical industries all agreed that before they'd do anything dumb, they'd stop and find what effects it might have on the generations to come. And I dreamed we had a president who was not just a star on TV. And I dreamed we had some diplomats who'd studied diplomacy. Last night I had the strangest dream I ever dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Why don't we get everybody back out here one more time?